he's absolutely the greatest movie composer of all time, because he is able to shift and create the characters on the screen in his music. And there's never a formula. As much as we want to think there's a formula for his music, there isn't. He really goes for the character of what's happening on screen. And with Harry Potter, he writes music that is unlike anything else he ever wrote.
One of the first times that Star Wars as, you know, a film score really resonated for me. Is it called the Force theme or Luke's theme?
Yeah.
Where it's, I think you kind of first hear it when he is looking at the two moons on Tatooine, and it starts with, is it a French horn?
Yeah.
I'm totally guessing.
That's
and then
my favorite
swells.
Scene too.
It gives you goosebumps.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it also is because once that full orchestra comes in, you get a sense of this massive epic story you're about to experience. Do you think that there's a moment like that in Harry Potter?
I think so. Every John Williams film, but especially the ones where the directors were aware of the remarkable talent they had on their hands, they give time to John Williams, unlike any other movie composer. So you think of like the throne room scene in Star Wars, or like the scene you just described, these moments where there's no dialogue. Like if you were to look in the script, there's nothing there, right? And except it takes up like 2 to 5 minutes, and John Williams gets to just go crazy on the music. And in the Harry Potter films, my favorite music is sort of in the same situation. It's called Harry's Wondrous World. And it's the first time when he enters the magical realm. You see him walking down walking through the streets, and the wizards are everywhere. And John Williams has the time to let this music open up. And all we've had before is, you know, pretty dark music. And suddenly, you know, this wondrous world, comes out of nowhere. And it's some of the most beautiful music.
You mentioned before also that, you know, that kind of beginning music of Harry Potter. That always, to me, feels like it signifies magic. Why? What is it about the actual composition of that music as someone who understands mm-hmm. that much better than I do?
So a great composer of any genre, like a great songwriter for that matter, you know, they have an understanding on a really deep level, a natural ability to immediately identify a character through an instrument, through a melody, through a harmony. And that's immediately what you get, you know, with this celeste, which is, you know, it's an instrument that is rarely used in the orchestra. It's a color instrument. There's like two examples, really, in the entire orchestral repertoire where the celeste gets the melody. So it's not even something, you know, it's supposed to be sort of a highlight instrument. It kind of sounds like bells in a way. And it's a delicate instrument. It's not loud anyways. And so you can't really put it as a solo instrument. And so it works at the beginning because no one else is playing. The first instruments to come in after that are the violins. Very light and very fluttery. And they're flying up and down their instruments, but really, really light. And so he's already creating this idea that we're like flying.
You mentioned that scene on Tatooine is also one of your favorites, that Force theme. What about it to you is so special?
It's just glorious. I mean, the way that the, I mean, first of all, that theme, you know, da dee da 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 dee da, you know, it's there's just something about it that is you're right. It's the beginning of a journey. It just opens up so many possibilities. And what makes John Williams so strong is that he knows what makes the greats effective. Like, he knows what makes Wagner incredible, right? And that's when he came up with the leitmotifs for Star Wars, was through Wagner operas. You know, these are great works of art that John Williams understands what made them great. And he's not copying it as much as he understands the construction and how it was done. And he finds his own way to say it. And that one example, I mean, what is it, like 90 seconds? And everyone falls in love with it. I mean,
it's
that moment,
magical.
I got to tell you, conducting it is the greatest thing. The first time I got to actually conduct it, because I'm looking at the screen that has these colored bars on it. That's how I sync up the movie with the music. And so it's actually a very mechanical thing for a conductor. I have to be really spot on to line up the music with the movie. But the cool thing is you also see it coming. So like in that big swell, there's a big red bar that comes across the screen so that I line it up like right at the perfect moment. And I get goosebumps as I see it coming because I'm like, oh, baby, like we're getting up to that moment. So super fun.
That probably also helped that you had the lightsaber conducting, baton as well, right?
Oh,
that
yeah.
really made you feel a little bit more like you were in the movie with the Force. So you're music director and conductor of the Eugene Symphony, and it'd be easy to just stick with, Brahms, Mozart, Rachmaninoff, Tchaikovsky. Why are you doing these film series?
All the great classical composers in the movie era, at least, wrote music for movies. I mean, Prokofiev, Bernstein, Korngold. With the old scores, the problem is that the technology wasn't there to fully record the music at its best. So for instance, like when I do Casablanca, people are mesmerized when you do it live because some of the music gets kind of scrubbed. You know Star Wars, you know Harry Potter, and you know that music. But when you hear it live, that's when the goosebumps happen. The way the orchestra supports that is they literally are going crazy on stage, right? Like instruments are, they're flying around their instruments and these big percussive crashes and all this stuff that you can't possibly hear at volume in like a movie theater because there's so many like sound effects and all of that. You hear all that. You get the dialogue and the sound effects, but suddenly the orchestra's alive. The audience gets to experience what an orchestra does and how incredible it is when an orchestra does.